Most Gentle Reader.
I've seen this. The lady that does our church, or does our church.
Does our church.
It's like, what
the
church?
The lady that does our church, shirts. Kim. Had it on Facebook.
You're just a sinner.
Because she has her own little business and her own Facebook page and stuff. And I see she posted this and I'm like, oh, I gotta have it. I gotta have it.
I've seen that shirts that say that Queen Charlotte, sorrows, sorrows, prayers.
Oh, really?
I'm like, I need that. I did see Emily had posted that she had a, you look like the 4th of July.
She had it on yesterday.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
I almost bought that one.
I love that. That's
she told me one day, she says, Mom, I'm going to go run and pick up my shirt. And I said, what shirt? What did you get? And she told me, and I'm like, oh my God, I almost ordered the same thing.
You should have. It would have been funny.
I told the lady that makes them, I said, you really need to stop this because I swear I'm not buying more t-shirts because every time I turn around, I'm buying a new t-shirt. I need another dresser.
Well, your washer's going out, so you just have to keep buying new t-shirts.
Right.
That's true.
All them t-shirts breaking her washer.
So, Josh, this is a funny story. And Kim might cut this part out if you don't like me.
She probably will because I know what you're going to say.
It was so funny, so I have to share it. So Kim was complaining to me about how she doesn't have, you know, because Kim's broke, right?
Yeah.
We know this about
her. She barn dollar.
She a poor woman.
So Kim's like, you know, she's going to sell this rose / butthole blanket.
Yeah.
And she's going to auction it off.
Rosebud.
She asked patrons, you know, should she auction it off on Patreon or should she sell it on the website? And so she let them vote on how she should get rid of this blanket that she's been working on for, I feel like, years at this point.
No, it was only a month.
Years.
I started it right before we went to Nashville.
Years out of my life.
That hasn't even quite been a month, has
years.
It?
Years. Anyway, so she let them vote, and so they're going to auction it off. So Kim was texting me. She's like, well, at least the money that I make from the blanket, I can put towards my broke ass washer fund. And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. And so I was like trying to help come up with like wording for the auction. And I was like, you might as well just tell them that's what the money's going to go
to. Broke ass washer fund.
Yeah, to help tell me because she's been talking about her broke washer.
Help barn dollar washer BVDs.
Yeah, her broke washer that she's had broke for, I feel like. How long has this washer been broke? It's been years.
It's been on its last leg for a good years.
She's called
five,
her Laura Ingalls
months.
Wilder. Yeah. So you can tell we grew up, you know, moderately impoverished.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, if my washer is broke, I just throw all my stuff in the bathtub and get a big old yardstick.
I'm almost to the place that I'm going to have to take them to my aunt and uncle's to wash over there.
Go to a laundromat. So, good God.
So listen to this. So Kim's like, I think we need to take out the part that I'm going to use the money to go towards my washer because that makes me sound
desperate.
We all got to live, Kim.
And I was like, Kim, we literally talk about all your broke crap in your house. People
you got
know
snakes in
you,
there.
You broke and you desperate for money.
I need a new couch. I need,
she spends all her money on yarn and t-shirts.
No kidding. Well, at the exact moment of my text going to her, someone on Patreon had an idea, and they posted it in the survey that she had put for the blanket. It was a good suggestion, and it was like, you should think of donating the money to charity.
She is a charity.
Kim,
I love the idea
because the comment comes up on Kim's phone along with my message saying that Kim was a broke ass.
You broke ass.
It was hilarious. Yeah. Oh my God.
God bless us. One of my secret talents is if we do an auction, I could do it the auction voice. I can be an auctioneer.
You know what?
Hey, he's pretty good.
You know what you should do? You could do along with the auction.
What?
Strip.
Oh God, no, Josh, you wouldn't.
Every
sell
time
it.
They make a bid, we take another article of clothing.
Oh
off.
My God,
I'm gonna go there bundled up. That's how you get them. Ten you pairs
could,
of socks.
You could, along with whoever gets the winning bid, they could get like a like a 30-minute video chat with you, like a little date night.
She'll pucker her anus for you.
Yeah, it'd be a fun little video chat.
I'm really not opposed to that idea.
It'd be fun.
It would be fun. Yeah.
An evening with Kim.
An evening.
You can
with
sit and
Kim.
Watch her crochet as she mean mugs you in the camera. Watch Bridgerton. Watch an episode of Bridgerton.
How are you?
I'm not too awful. I don't know.
We could do that.
We're actually
auction
gonna...
off an evening with one of us every once in a while.
That would be fun.
A video and we date. Could,
I mean, we would obviously donate that. That
the charity. The problem that I hate about it is if we all did it individually, we all know very well that first off, Josh would raise the most money, Kim would raise the second true. Most money, and likely no one would bid for me.
Oh, that's not true.
And also, it would probably be our mom, and it would probably be like $5. And our mom would probably also bid more on Josh.
I actually really do like the idea.
You're just trying to raise money for your washer, can, Kim. You
no, that we would put that towards charity.
We can
charity.
Make cookies for mine. I'll wear my sexy men apron Kim got me for Christmas. You got it.
What
entice.
Charity could we use it for if we did that?
I don't know. Do you know any charities?
I'm sure we could find something.
Maybe when you find something that needs donated to, you let us know.
I mean, there's homeless shelters everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that one here in Wabash for women. Yeah. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, there's a homeless shelter for women here.
It's not the...
There we go.
The one where we used to live is the YWCA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have one that's near downtown here.
Yeah, I just can't remember the name of it. Yeah. They just redid it. It's,
yeah, it's really
gorgeous.
Nice.
Yeah.
They have one in Randolph County for girls and babies. Mm. And then they also have another one for men.
This one's I believe it's for... women in like abusive relationships, even their children can go there as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gives them a safe place to go and find employment and et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really resourceful.
I think we're going to actually post that up today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I came up with a nice little.
You need to call it the rosebud blanket because it's a rosebud on either side to look at it.
Oh, that's cute.
I figured he was going to say the rosebud blanket.
No, Rosebud. Do you not know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
What?
Is it a vibrator?
When you put too big of something into something that's too small of something, and it kind of pulls something from the inside out to the...
I have never
personally had one, because I am a lady with limits, and I'm like, no, but I've had a few guys who are like, I want to make your rosebud and kiss it, and I'm like, no! Block. I got to live with this ass. That's what I always tell them when they're like, I want to do this to you. And I'm like, sir, I got to go home with this ass. They're like, you don't. You got to just roll over and go to sleep. I got to drive home and live with it.
Is your mom back home?
That's what Kim tells people, too.
I got to go home with this ass.
I got to go home and live with it.
Every time she gets in the car with you, I got to go home with it.
That was not very nice.
It wasn't very nice.
My
God. I need a drink.
She's thirsty.
Now, coffee's good. I finally made a good cup of coffee, and that coffee, it only took me several months to be here.
Good Lord.
I made sure it was nice and hot.
Yeah, so by the time this actually comes out, my blanket will be sold.
You can buy Kim's Rosebud.
I think we're going to give them 48 hours. All they have to do is comment their bid, and whoever has the highest bid at the end of the 48 hours is going to get it.
And because everyone, because we have people who are from other countries too. So we add on the shipping.
Yeah, the
shipping. It's not included in their bid.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Kim was like, I don't know how much to ask for the blanket. And I was like, just let people bid on it.
I like that too, because I'm horrible at whenever I make something to sell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even when I did hair and someone was like, how much will you charge me? I'm like, $20 for a full foil.
Well, they say
for 12 hours.
I belong to a bunch of crochet different Facebook pages. And anytime I watch them, you know, pretty good. And anytime somebody asks about how should I price something, they always, the formula they use is the price of material times 3. And it would put it right at $100.
Well, also, you know, your time, mm-hmm. your craft, you know, anybody can learn to crochet, but you do a mate, like there's no,
it's
if
really
you make
pretty.
A mistake, you undo it and redo it till it's perfect. Like you and my friend Brittany, like you.
Honey, you keep dreaming.
Well, I'm trying to get your shit sold here, honey. Hey, I compliment.
I did get lucky on this one because the mistakes that I made in it, I could fix without have to tear them out.
I don't. So, I'll see you rip stuff out, and I'm like, nope, I just keep going. That's part of the beauty of it.
It depends on where it's at.
I've seen her rip out whole blankets, and I'm like,
yeah.
It's because I didn't like it.
I want to use the yarn for something.
She's like,
else.
Oh, I don't like this.
I didn't like the stitch.
I'll rip out the whole blanket.
And the blanket like that. That I done that with, I didn't like how it was turning out. It was too stiff. And so I ripped the whole thing out. And I was probably about halfway done with it, maybe a little bit more. Ripped the whole thing out and still ended up doing the same stitch with just a bigger needle so it was softer because it was just too stiff.
Once I do a stitch, it's staying.
Right.
I don't care if it's one too many or it's I did it wrong. Nope, that's just part of it.
I think the cool thing about Kim's blankets is that she crochets them while we're working here, while we're, you know, telling our stories.
Recording and travel.
Yeah, but anytime we travel, she's also crocheting her blankets.
That so blanket's like been to Nashville.
Yep, Nashville and Crankhorn.
It was in the cemetery with us. It might be possessed with Tammy right now.
It reminds me of when I went to the Cherokee Museum. They make like these necklace things, and they make them to tell their history.
Oh, yeah.
But it just reminds me of like...
Each bead's like a different month or something.
No, each bead stands for a story. So they can like look at it and they can like tell you, like it's just like they're writing. So they can tell you like what happened at a certain period of time.
Thank you for taking up what I was going to talk about on Unmasked.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Because my thing today is kind of Native American. Oh, yeah. So, and I don't really have anything for Unmasked. So I was going to talk about our trip when we went to Cherokee.
Good.
We'll talk about that.
Well, we can talk about it more. But yeah, every time I see Kim's blankets, it always reminds me of that. We learned about it.
There was a lady that we had gone to Maryland. Is that where we went?
I don't know what you're talking about. So I don't know.
When we went and done that podcast.
Remember that time we traveled
with those people? The podcast with
that still ain't specific enough. Kim.
That
we're podcasters
may end up on Netflix at some point.
Yeah, we were in Maryland.
Okay, so when we were in Maryland, I was working on
a blanket
for Emily. It was a Grinch blanket for Christmas.
Yeah,
and the lady that we were working with had made a comment about it, and afterwards we left, and Shane says, "You know, you should really make her something," and I said, "Okay." So after I finished Emily's blanket, I started this other blanket, and it went to Brown County. It went to
Abraham Lincoln's childhood
home. I think that might have been the one that I was working on when we went to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and we went to the battlefield,
Gettysburg,
and it went to a whole bunch of different places. So when I got it finished, Shane wrote up a thing and told her where it had all been, and then we sent it to her. Yeah. Awesome. It was really cool.
That's what you should do with each of your blankets. So even with that one, you should write down a list of all the places that's been.
Yeah, send it with it.
Yeah,
I've traveled
it's
here.
It's been in traveling all kinds of doctor's offices
blanket.
And
gyno.
Yep, my mom's eye doctor. And...
All right.
I believe it's an Irish folklore that when you crochet or knit, a piece of your soul goes into whatever.
That's why you're supposed
to
make a mistake.
Yes. And the mistake is where your spirit can get out of it from.
Well, thankfully, you probably made lots of mistakes. So
luckily, I was able to fix the majority of them. I think there was still one that I wasn't able to fix. But
all the little bolt holes are nice and puckered.
And it depends on where the mistake's at. If it's something that I realize pretty quickly that I'd done, or, you know, that's not right, then I will rip it out. But if it's something that I'm, when I, you know, pull it, hold it up and look at it, if it's clear down on the bottom, I'm not ripping that whole thing out to fix that. But this blanket, just because of the way it's made, I was pretty much able to fix all of the, which there was only, I don't know, maybe four or five mistakes.
We could take my picture. Oh, put the blanket on me, but I want it the butthole side too.
How about this? How about we'll take a picture of it with Kim with the rose side and the butthole side with Josh.
We'll put it on Instagram. I'm every woman.
It turned out pretty big. It's like 53 inches by 53 inches. Wasn't planning on it that long or that wide, but.
Well, how about this? How about for the women, we'll say it's 53-53. For the men, we'll say it's 60-60.
It's always nice when things are bigger than.
They won't question it at all.
No, they won't. They can't. They can't measure anything anyway. 60 inches.
That looks about right.
Oh my God.
That looks about right.
You're too much.
Oh, no. I'm so blunt when I'm with a man. I will say something if they're like, yeah, it's 8 inches. And then they get there and it's like,
hell no, it's
five
not.
Inches. Like, you don't know how to measure, do you?
We just got start different at, measuring.
Right. Tapes. Just start at the asshole and go forward.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Growing older has been less mysterious ever since I started using Hormone Harmony to help with the symptoms of menopause. Between the sleepless nights, random hot flashes, mild mood swings, it was making it really difficult to focus, rest, and enjoy myself. Hormone Harmony has helped make traveling around with two young men in a mystery machine a lot more bearable. Hormone Harmony is not just for those of us suffering from menopause. Women who have symptoms of hormonal imbalances can benefit from Hormone Harmony. It has helped guide me through the mystery of menopause into a more harmonious journey through a natural process in each woman's life. The company behind Hormone Harmony, Happy Mammoth, advocates for women and helps them regain control of their hormones. With over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, more women are feeling more like themselves now more than ever. Thank you, Hormone Harmony, for unmasking the monster behind my menopause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MYSTERY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MYSTERY for 15% off today.
That's how I think some of them measure. They're like, you're starting too far back.
Is that how you do it, Kim?
Yeah, that's exactly how I do it.
Or some of them count the balls,
too. Kim, you make me so nervous with those scissors over there. I'm just,
why?
I know, she just had them up at her face.
I know, our grandma would not be okay with you just having scissors right there.
I don't know what happened to my little ones, my little crocheting ones.
They're up inside you.
No, it's in there somewhere, I think, but I just couldn't find it.
You're going to poke yourself in the eye. Don't cut yourself.
No, I ain't going to cut myself. Don't.
I went
camping. Need quad focals.
Did I tell you guys this?
You went camping?
Well, kind of.
Now, wait a minute. There is no kind of camping. Either you go camping or you don't go camping.
I went to a campground.
That just means you were there to visit.
For a couple hours.
A couple hours.
So you sat outside.
That was a visit.
I had a chair. I had some water. I was camping. I watched people play Frisbee.
See, I'm planning camping. A camping trip at the end of this month, and literally we were trying to figure out how we're going to defecate. Because, I mean, it's...
In the bathroom.
Well, there's like a... It's almost like Airbnb, but for private campsites. So we're not camping at a campground. It's just someone's large, huge wooded property up in Michigan, and they have a camp spot on there, and, you know, you're totally there alone, but there's no, like, showers and nothing. It's only, like, for 3 days, so it's not too bad.
3 days with no shower?
I thought you were going to say
We'll have, like, wipes and stuff, you know, whore baths, and we're going swimming in Lake Michigan, so, you know, our first place, originally, we were going to get, I looked on Pinterest, because I'm not paying $40 for no pop-up toilet for 3 days.
No. So get a 5-gallon bucket.
And you put a funnel noodle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's your... But I'm such a nervous pooer. I could never. Like, I have a hard time in a public bathroom in a stall going. So, but it canceled on us last minute. So our new one does have, like, a very nice outhouse type of... At least, like, a building to poo in.
That's good.
If we didn't have to get the new campsite, they have little pop-up toilet tents.
See, my idea of camping is a Holiday Inn that doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Oh no, I wanna return to nature for a few days and enjoy. Like,
no, see, I don't mind sleeping in a tent as long as I have a nice air mattress, facilities. It has to have some running water, hot showers, and I need
an air conditioner in the tent.
No, I don't need an air conditioner, but I want
a little portable one. You put ice in and it fans out AC.
I need some, like, I need it to not be real hot at night. Enough so I can, like, open up a zipper and it be some cool. I do not sleep sweating.
Oh, no.
Nobody does.
Well, we're roughing it, but you know me, Shane. I don't just, you know. No, our new site does have an outhouse type of situation, but you know, I don't pack light. Like, I have a little portable air conditioner. Like, you put ice in it and it, like, cools the tent. Like, wait, you know, we'll have a good gay old time. Well, not too gay.
I'd pull up and I'd be hauling a camper that I'd rent. A camper with a bathroom.
We just have tents and...
Oh, yeah, Josh, I'll go with you.
I'm not a tent person.
Well, we don't...
A camper.
When, like, we don't expect to... Like, we'll be at the tents to sleep and at night and to cook. But for the rest of the time, we'll be out in the woods. We'll be swimming in Lake Michigan. Like, the campsite's really only, like, to come back to and to sleep. But the rest of the time, we'll just be exploring.
And
I'll
be sleeping in the camp.
Glamping.
I ain't glamping.
All I can think of
glamping
is snakes.
An RV with a TV.
Well, it's Michigan.
Wi-Fi.
There aren't very many snakes, and
there's no poisonous.
It's too cold. It gets too cold, and there's no poisonous ones.
It's gonna get cold.
No.
At night?
Oh my gosh.
No.
Would you listen?
It's the end of July. It gets too cold in the winter in Michigan. Okay. Snakes wouldn't survive.
I got you.
And you know. The further north you go, the less snakes. So, hey, we might see a garter snake, but that's...
Dang, I need to move way north.
Are you going to have cell phone service out there?
I hope not. I'm only going to use my phone to, like, take pictures.
That's not going to happen.
What?
I'll tell you what.
Shane and I, all we're thinking is that is miserable. Miserable.
No,
because if something happens, I want to be able to call 911 call.
Well, there's... Five Uber. Adults, you know, I'm sure one of our networks will have at least a phone but we have like chargers and stuff to charge all of our electronics, but no, like I'm just going to be pulling my phone out to take a few pictures here and there. And other than that,
Josh, I mean, Donner Party, they had lots of adults and they didn't fend well for themselves.
Yeah, but I'm
How do you know when you're not going to meet a serial murderer in the woods?
He should be afraid of me, honey. I have my knife, my walking stick, my big old metal water bottle. Come at me. Come at me. I'm one of those where if I feel like in that situation, I'd be like, I've been waiting for an excuse to do this.
Come on. Oh, my God. That hurt my
Josh,
hands.
Josh would just yell, predator.
And it's me.
Oh, my God. No, I don't
I'll go. It. I'm a butter your old bread.
They call me buttered biscuit. I want a biscuit.
I'll be a
I don't know why.
I had one this morning.
Ever since we were talking about Kim being a stripper and her name having the word biscuit in it, I wanted a biscuit.
Oh my God.
So a drop biscuit and some apple butter.
That sounds good.
We're going to lunch after this, if you guys can't tell.
We're starting to talk about food.
We were sitting here like, should we record again or go to lunch? I'm like, let's get it, you know, while we got everything up and going. Going to the Amish store. Mm-hmm. Get some breads and cheeses.
Right.
Breads and cheeses.
Last time we went there, I was dressed real flamboyantly homosexual.
That jelly that I got, that sugar-free jelly that I got there last time, it's really good.
Oh, good.
It's peach.
Well, well, well. Kim, what's your mystery?
You mean I have to give a mystery?
If you remember it.
What is
the Hopefully this time you can remember all the words on this.
Probably
stinking
not. I went through it last night. And I'm like, nope, change that word. Nope, change that word.
Oh, it's today, First Friday?
Yeah, it is. Oh. Yeah.
Oh. I just now remembered it was
Friday. Have you not been working
Friday.
First Friday?
No, I haven't had to.
I was going to say, you haven't asked me to stay for a while.
I stopped going after that one man made me uncomfortable.
I'm like, I ruined it for me.
The one who was, when we were sitting in that office, that old man who wouldn't leave, and he kept talking to us, and he said something. He was like, oh, you guys can look up girls' skirts, as long as it's not men, because that would be disgusting. I
must have not been there because I don't remember that.
You both were because nobody said anything. And then
I didn't
after
even
the
notice.
It was so shocking and unexpected. Even I was like, it took me, you know, like 20 seconds to be like, well, I quite enjoy it. And he was like, oh, and I'm like, this ignorant fool. he heard me talking for at least 10 minutes and he thought I was straight. What a buffoon.
Bless his heart.
I don't remember that happening.
No, he made me uncomfortable, so I made him uncomfortable. I was just like, disgusting.
Yeah, that had to have been a while. I don't remember that at all.
It was the last time I went to First Friday. I was like, and that soiled it for me. Even when he left, he like came over and like opened up his pant leg like, ha-ha, just kidding. And I'm like, no, it's too late now, sir. You said I was disgusting.
I do it not probably, remember this at all.
Well, it probably sticks with me more because it was like a very
Oh, no, I would
not many people are very homophobic around me. So right. When it does happen, I'm like.
Right. I'm sure I would have remembered something like that because I don't do tension and that would have been very tense.
Right. No, all of us were just like, just taken aback. Like, did he really say that?
Right.
I was just like,
yeah, I must
finally,
have not.
I snapped back and I'm like, well, I quite enjoy it. It's actually the only thing I go after.
Okay.
I always look at a man bulge first.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I thought. Although it sucks when you're tall because they really notice. You're like, man.
See, when you're short.
I hate you.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not obvious. What
She's right at taint level to some.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about the Wampus Cat.
Ooh.
We've been
Is that what you're calling it now?
No. So today we're talking about the Wampus Cat. It's a creature of many names and faces across the Appalachian region and beyond, from the Gallywampus. And I swear I remember my grandpa saying Gallywampus for some reason, but it was not because of a creature. Don't
no,
remember
his
why.
His pet name was Sex with Grandma.
Oh my God, I might puke.
Come on, go puke. Catch that Gallywampus.
Oh my God. I don't know.
She's thinking.
Yeah, no. From the Gallywampus of Missouri to the Whistling Wampus of Arkansas and the Wampus Cat of Appalachia, this legend is steeped in mystery and rich cultural heritage. The Wampus Cat is described as half dog, half cat creature, capable of running on both two legs and four legs.
Hell no. Something run at me with two legs that ain't supposed to.
You know what this makes me think of? Half dog, half cat. Cat dog.
Cat dog. Little cat world dog, of little cat dog. Cat dog. How'd they poop?
I don't know. But the girls
every time I'd watch it, I'm like, how do they poop?
The girls watch that show all the time. They love that show.
That and Angry Beavers, which is a hilarious name now.
Angry Beavers?
Mm-hmm. It was a show about two beaver brothers.
I don't think I remember that one. I don't think so. So sightings are said to occur just after dark or right before dawn throughout the Appalachian Mountains. In non-Native American cultures, it's depicted as a howling evil entity with piercing yellow eyes that can drive those who encounter it into madness.
Ooh, too late.
That's true.
That's when I'd be like, here, kitty, kitty, it's a pretty kitty.
These modern tales paint the Wampus Cat as a sinister force, a sign of fear and insanity. But where did the original story originate? And how did it evolve over time? To answer that, we're going to make a deep dive into the Cherokee folklore.
Hold your breath. We're diving in.
We're diving.
Muff diving.
In Cherokee folklore, the Wampus Cat is tied to the legend of Iwa, a spirit of madness. The story begins in the village of Etowah, located in what is today's North Carolina. The villagers were tormented by Iwa, an evil demon capable of driving men mad at just a glance.
Oh, that's me, honey.
that's not a lie.
We're still around.
Faced with this threat, the shamans and war chiefs gathered together to decide their course of action. The shamans warned that confronting Iwa would lead to disaster, while the war chiefs insisted on taking action to protect their children. Ultimately, they chose their strongest warrior, Standing Bear, to confront the demon. Now, Standing Bear went into the forest with the blessings of the shaman and with the finest weapons from the war chiefs. However, weeks passed and no word came from him. Then one night he returned to the village, screaming and clawing at his eyes, driven mad by the demon's power. According to Cherokee law, Standing Bear was considered dead and his name was never spoken again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Poor guy. Felt bad for him. But the story does not end there. Running Deer, which is Standing Bear's wife, was determined to avenge her husband. She sought the shaman. Too many S's in there.
She sought the shaman. I can't say. She sure.
So she sought the council, okay? Yeah.
She needed help.
And was given a mask resembling a bobcat's face, believed to protect her from the Iwa's madness. The war chiefs provided her with a special black paste to hide her scent and appearance. Equipped with these protections, Running Deer set out to confront the Iwa. And after days of searching, she finally tracked down the demon by a stream. Using the element of surprise, she revealed the cat's spirit mask to Iwa, causing the demon to turn its madness upon itself. Iwa fell into a pool, defeated by his own powers.
Oh, wow.
Running Deer returned to her village, where she was celebrated as the spirit talker and home protector. Her bravery had saved the people, and their spirit is said to live on in the Wampus Cat, guarding the Cherokee lands from evil. The legend of the Wampus Cat serves as a powerful narrative for courage, revenge, and eternal struggle between evil and good. For the Cherokee, it's a story of resilience and the protective spirit of their ancestors. In modern times, the Wampus Cat has transcended its origins to become a symbol of mystery and the supernatural in Appalachian folklore.
How interesting.
I know. I thought so, too.
I love cryptids and legends.
I know. I love the legends.
So interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why when I go to Michigan, I already packed a satchel of... I put like lavender flower, bay leaves, cinnamon sticks, and rosemary and some salt in there, and I'm going to throw it in the fire. So I'm like, I have covered a lot of cryptids from Michigan, so I'm just going to cleanse the area mm-hmm. just in case. I got a little sachet of salt just to, in case, you know. Like to cover my bases. As right. I mentioned, I don't pack light, so I got everything. Even a literal portable kitchen sink.
Maybe you should get one of these bobcat masks just in case you come across an Ewok.
I might, because I was looking up talismans to hang around the campsite, too, just to... I don't want no Slender Man, no Mothman, no Melon Heads.
But you like Mothman's butt.
I mean, he could... something to grab onto. I'm such like a woman, you know, a lot of gay men are like, why do women like a big butt on a man? Like, they don't do anything with it. And they're like, oh, it's like something to grab onto. I'm like, that's all I want.
It fills out their jeans.
Yeah, that's all I do.
You don't want a man that's got a flat ass, not like look good in a pair of jeans.
Right. I like masculine men. And a lot of times they don't groom properly, like... a bottom does. So I'm like, I ain't going near that. I'll put my hands on it. But you want me to put my tongue? Well, no. You can do that, but no, I don't.
You've lost your mind. Reggie.
So sad. I love these.
I was sitting last night when we were watching, getting ready to watch fireworks, and I'm like, I still haven't even found my Reggies for tomorrow. So I was... And I was sitting there cracking up, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is so stupid. He thought I was going crazy. In Croatia. I couldn't remember.
Dramatic pause.
I couldn't remember what it said.
The suspense.
Obviously, the idea to rob a bank crossed the resident's mind, but they failed to logically think it through. A 40-year-old man walked into a bank, handed the cashier a threatening note that read, be quick, be quiet, give me your cash or I'll shoot. The bank teller obliged and handed him $400. But the thief had overlooked the fact that his message was scribbled on a piece of his pay slip.
Oh my God.
Detectives found the other half of his pay slip outside the bank and then... of course, found his name and address.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Bless his
if you're going to rob a bank, get a blank new piece of paper. It's like when we were little and our parents would leave us notes on like the back of any envelope they could find.
I do that. I used to do that. Now I have a thing on the... I don't have it on there anymore. I have like a notebook type thing that sticks on my refrigerator. Oh, yeah. And you actually left me a message a long time ago when you come to pick your mom up when she watches it.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd said something about, hi, I miss you, I love you, or something. And it stayed on there for a long time. I finally had to take it off because I needed a piece of paper. All right. In Germany, a wannabe thief was obviously watching too much TV. When the 29-year-old tried to break into the neighbor's flat by using a bank card. While doing so, he woke up the owner. In the thief's haste to get away, the card snapped in half and left behind his name and account details.
Oh my God.
The victim called up and read the details on the card to the police. When they went to the burglar's house, they found the other half of his bank card on the kitchen table.
What a buffoon. See, anybody can commit crime, but not everybody can do crime well. Good God. See, I'm very adamant about I try not to break the law whenever possible.
And, right.
You know, if someone gives me a rule, I don't like to break it unless I think it's preposterous. But I like to believe if I did choose to break the law or commit a crime, I would do it well. Like, I'm such a planner outer, you know, I make lists for my lists, right? I make lists for my lists, you know, I feel like I would be like Ocean's 11, like I'd have a team and a very strict plan, then everything on paper so you can burn it.
Right.
Fools.
That first one, when they did it on the back of his...
Idiot.
Yeah. I was just sitting there and I'm going, oh my God, just wait until you hear this shade.
I just see him like at the kitchen table, like, oh, I'm going to do it today. Mm-hmm. Just here's a piece of something I can write on. Not even thinking, fool.
Idiots.
It's so funny.
All right. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias. Josh and Shane's rabbit hole.
Shane and Josh's rabbit hole.
Oh, it's the same thing. Yeah, well, I guess not. You do have to put it in there exactly, don't you?
The eldest is first.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
Barely. Come and visit us on our website. It's mysteryinc.com, where you'll find all of our episodes, all of our merch, the t-shirts, the necklaces, the little dicks. Don't forget the little dicks. Also, if you've not joined Patreon, now is the time to do it, because on Saturday, August the 3rd, and that will be this Saturday.
Yay.
At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're having our live game night. And you could have a chance to win the crocheted blanket that I made in Mystery Ink colors.
Yes.
I worked my poor fingers to the bones
on
that.
To the bone.
To the bone. Now, if I can just find it.
Right. Kim has misplaced said blanket.
My God. You might get it.
Now
you have to wait 6 to 8 weeks for her to remember to deliver.
Right. She might send it to someone else on accident.
No, I could have sworn I brought it up here because I knew my house would be in shambles with Emily living there. It will be found before.
It's funny you picked that as a rut-row raggy about him writing his note on his pay stub when you literally sent a package to your daughter because you didn't take the address off the used box.
I didn't see it. God.
She didn't say she was smart, John.
Right.
She's not robbing banks.
And of course, we do have lots of other prizes to give away. Make sure you sign up for Patreon and come and join our fun.
Yeah, we have all those You Solve It games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a bunch of that. We still have one of those little tile lefts, which I got to send Rick his, but
that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
we'll catch you guys later. Bye.
Bye.